The internationally best-selling author and screenwriter Stacey Gregg joins us on Sunday morning. She's written a picture book called The Easter Bunny Hunt. Stacey Gregg grew up in Ngarrawarrina. Last year, she won the Voyager National Journalism Essay Prize for her depiction of social segregation growing up there. It was called The Maoris from the Town Side of the River. And aside from The Easter Bunny Hunt, we'll ask Stacey about another new book from her, which she says is the most important thing she's written to date. Stacey's most famous for her Pony Club books, of course, which were adapted for TV. And her screenwriting credits include My Life is Murder, the series starring Lucy Lawless. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Jim, and happy Easter.
The Easter Bunny Hunt, there is confusion for a while, but everything gets sorted. And you had previously written a book called In and Out, which was about your cat not being able to decide if it wanted to stay inside or go outside, and it was driving you mad. I'm so pleased we can talk about this, because you and all of us who own cats, what is it about feline indecision?
I know, and that was literally what made me write In or Out, was being up at 3 a.m. with my cat going, look, would you just decide already? And then sort of thinking, I think this is a picture book. And the only difference was I replaced myself with a dog who is the long-suffering partner in the relationship.
And the same dog and the same cat in the Easter Bunny Hunt. Why an Easter theme, out of interest?
I've got to be honest. My publisher for this book, HarperCollins in the UK, said, well, you know, Easter books are huge, right? And we're looking for an Easter book. Could you come up with an Easter theme? And I was like, I always feel like I don't know about these publishing trends, because I was like, are they? There's such a thing as Easter books. But as it turned out, I had an idea that kind of chimed in really well with Easter. So that worked out.
It does work out, as it works out in the book in the end. You used to do Easter egg hunts in real life. What stopped you?
Well, I think the dogs stopped me. I mean, when we were kids, my parents used to set a trail, and they'd make bunny prints with like talcum powder. And, you know, we'd follow around the garden and get the eggs. But there was always a battle between us and the dog. And I mean, no one realized chocolate was toxic to dogs back then, did they? You know, I mean, our dogs were constantly into the roses and the Cadburys, and no one, you know, batted an eye. But I guess now there's no way I would lay an Easter trail, because I have a Borzoi and he lives to steal. He's a kleptomaniac. So no, Easter hunts are off the table.
You have quite a few children in your life though. So have you bought them eggs? Because you just about need to take out a mortgage this year.
Yeah. We have 4 of them, and God, that's my giant dog running around now. We have 4 of them, and they are total chocolate fiends. They are all too old for Easter, but if you ask them about that, they don't think they're too old for Easter. So, yeah, absolutely, an egg hunt is on the cards.
What sort of a pet does a Borzoi make? You're the only person I've ever met who owns a Borzoi, I think.
They are a Russian wolf hunting hound,
yep,
which is, you know, what everyone needs in their life. Because there are so many wolves in Ponsonby, you really need to deal with those.
Yes.
And he's a complete handful. They're enormous. I gave up horse riding recently, so he's my replacement horse.
He would need a lot, or well, just about as big. He would need a lot of exercise.
Yeah, he does. But the problem with them is you can never have them off the leash, because they are literally as fast as a racehorse and completely daft. So you have to always have them in an enclosed area. Otherwise, you've got to keep them on a leash.
And they would chase cats like greyhounds?
The cat and the dog have an interesting relationship. They're quite, I don't know, the cat tends to taunt him. So it's kind of, you know, he's his own worst enemy. But yes, they are. I guess greyhounds have been kind of taught to chase cats on a lure. So they very much have fiendish intent, but there is such a thing as prey drive kicking in. So yeah, it used to really stress me out, but now I just think that's their love language, is harassing each other.
Their love language. So it's a quiet Easter. It's a quiet Easter this weekend for you.
It is a quiet Easter weekend, yeah. I've just just finished, I've got two books out at the moment, and I've just finished a new manuscript. So I'm kind of like kicking back and just enjoying not writing anything for once.
I'm going to ask you about one of your new books, which you could call more of a treasure hunt, Nine Girls. Now, this is a departure for you. There's quite a lot of your own life in it, hidden tapu gold buried by Māori warriors on your own family farm.
That's right. We were my family in the time of the Tainui Wars. My tupuna, Iraha Piti Te Pai Ahaho Te Whero Whero, was she was a missionary Māori, and she was a loyalist to Governor Grey. And in those days, it went one of two ways. You were either with the Kingitanga movement or you were a loyalist. She was sort of quite pivotal in those times, and so the book is kind of about her, and about that era. It's also sort of set in the 70s and 80s, and kind of intertwines things like Bastion Point and the Springbok tour, and it is kind of based on my own childhood, growing up in Ngāruawa here. I've forgotten your question. I've started rambling. Isn't that terrible?
I've got another question now about your tupuna. You were scared of your own ancestors for a while, weren't you?
I still am. I mean, absolutely. And I very much believe in tapu, and the gold that is, I believe, buried on our family farm, next to Taupiri Mountain, is that was buried during the Tainui Wars. And this was a Paki Waitara, a folk tale, but based on the truth that my grandmother told me when I was a kid. And I know that the way it plays out in Nine Girls is very much like a treasure hunt, rather than, of course, the way we perceive tapu today, and I kind of address that. But yes, also very anxious to write a book that actually addressed, colonization and my tupuna, and who I was and who I'm trying to become. And it wasn't until I had sent the manuscript to my agent in the UK, and she said, "You're really holding back. This story feels like, where's the emotion here? What's going on with you? Why aren't you the normal Stacey Gregg who writes these books?" And I went, "I'm just really terrified when I sit down to write about my tupuna. It just feels so disrespectful." And she said, "Get over it." And that was when I came up with Pane Era Era, who is the eel in the story. And instead of having my books always have ponies, and this time she befriends her tupuna in the form of a river eel, and it's the relationship between the two of them that sort of anchors the heart of the story.
The tapu, I presume it hasn't been lifted. No one goes down there with a metal detector.
Well, this is what really happened, Jim. My whānau believed very much that these two Māori warriors had buried a cache of military gold because they knew they were about to be ambushed, and they placed a tapu on it so no one else could lift it. And my grandmother and her nine brothers went to dig it up, but they were really worried that obviously that they would bring the tapu upon themselves and be cursed. And so my great 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 no my great great granny, who was Ngāti Maru Hauraki, she said, I will lift the tapu and bring the curse upon myself so that we can all be rich. And I'm old now. I'll take the hit. I'll die." And they went to dig up the gold with that plan. And I'm not going to tell you how it works out because it's in the
Talk about leaving us on tenterhooks. Hey, just a last question. I know it's a happy day, but I was curious to read that although there is so much girlhood romance in your books, especially earlier books, there's anger in your writing. Anger at what?
Oh, I think there's always anger. And I have found that when I'm angry, I get a lot of work done. And often it'll be, it'll be political issues of the day, and concerns that I have about, social issues. I mean, that sounds really deep because I'm writing middle grade fiction for 8 to 12 year olds, but I think I've always kind of managed to sort of slip it through the net, and my books are kind of very much a matter of hiding the vegetables in the cake. And certainly that's the case with Nine Girls, not with the Easter Bunny Hunt. The Easter Bunny Hunt is just a really cute story where they're trying to find the Easter Bunny and things are going haywire, like really deeply haywire, and the whole house is descending into chaos, which I loved. And I loved working with Sarah Jennings, who's the illustrator on the book. She was amazing.
I hope you get an Easter egg today, preferably an expensive one with a gooey middle. I don't know if you want
I'm more of a bun girl, Jim. I'd be going the hot cross buns quite hard, but chocolate leaves me cold. I shouldn't say that, should I? It's not exactly the happy ending.
Oh no, you'll be in good company, I suppose, with the chocolate. A lot of people have sworn off it, but a lot of people will cheerfully partake. Lovely to talk to you as always, Stacey. Thank you for sparing us your time.
Oh, thank you so much too. You have a good Easter.